President Jacob Zuma has overstayed his time in office. His latest decision to replace the newly appointed finance minister within a space of 5 days is a clear indication that he has no clue about how a modern economy operates. The return of Mr. Pravin Gordhan to the finance minister's job may help the rand and perhaps the economy to recover. But does it explain why Nhlanhla Nene was fired in the first place last week? Nene had done an excellent job over the past 18 months, and for him to be kicked out unceremoniously and replaced by a relatively unknown cadre is beyond comprehension. It is being alleged that Zuma was acting at the behest of the chairperson of the South African Airways, Ms. Dudu Mieni. It's not known what relationship Zuma and this lady enjoy. During his term of office, after taking over from Thabo Mbeki and acting President Kgalema Motlanthe, Zuma has stumbled from one disaster to the next. His presidency so far has been clouded in controversy, mismanagement and below-par performance. The bloody Marikana massacre, when police mowed down nearly 40 protesting miners in 2012, his constant laughter in parliament and asking who came first, was it the democratic country or the ANC, are just some of the blunders Zuma has committed over the past few years. But the greatest tragedy for the country was that he stuck to his claim that he did not ask for the nearly 250 million rand security upgrades and development carried out at his Inkandla homestead. As a president, he should have known what was going on in his own backyard. But Zuma gave South Africans the impression that he does not care how the state's resources are spent. He even took a nasty swipe at public protector Thuli Madonsela, who had asked him to pay back some of the millions used for non-security upgrades at his homestead. The sacking of Nene led to the tumbling of the rand to its lowest level since the dawn of our democracy in 1994 and the downgrade of our country to almost a junk status by ratings agencies. It's reported that the country lost more than 163 billion rand in one day last week after Zuma fired Nene. Since Zuma sacked Nene in the first week of December, there have been numerous calls for him to step down immediately and retire to Inkandla. There will also be peaceful marches calling for Zuma's resignation, led by the Action Group Against Corruption, in major cities on Wednesday. But whether he will drive into the sunset and retire to Inkandla on his own free will is doubtful at this stage. The cries of South Africans for change cannot be ignored, but it seems that the ANC has no intention of sidelining Zuma. It stated on Tuesday that it does not support the calls for Zuma to step down. It seems that if Zuma is allowed to continue in office until 2019, he will definitely reduce South Africa to the status of a banana republic.